Blog Talk Radio.
Take up some space.
music in the breeze. In average days spent all in the sheets. Emphatic when I tell you what you mean
to me.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.
Till the truth starts to click. There's so much space in this bed. These sheets go from us. Dreams of your smile. I don't want to see handsome and real. And I don't want to feel your wings break free. Because without you, I'm lost in the breeze. I gotta be strong now. I gotta show you how I love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. If you just. Fresh. And the smell of your scent. How could I forget your words, how they cut me to shreds. But to tell you the truth, every piece is for you. I don't want to be just a memory. Gotta show you how I love you like I'm never. finally took you over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you. If you just let me, if you just let me, if you just let me.
Go away. got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no room for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. Oh, giving me time. Promise that you won't let me fall. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life, all night you could be. Telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time to hold on so just be. Careful what you take for granted. About it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Go on. If you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're falling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want.
Fall for you, 'cause I'm falling, you do that for me? Hold me. Will you love? Will you love me? My heart is ready for love and to be loved, and I choose you, babe. That's the one thing I'm sure of, so I will take this one last step. So catch me, I'm falling for you.
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is a pop-up show with the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. I'm your host, Laquella Negra, and I'm here with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. And this is open mic tonight. How you doing, diva?
I am wonderful. How are you, diva?
Oh, I'm a little tired. I've been running. I did, like, 5 flights of steps today, and that ain't no fun for me because I don't get out that much. But I had no choice because the elevators weren't working in the buildings that I was in. Luckily, the steps weren't working. So. But other than that, I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm glad we could do this pop-up show tonight because I'm always down to hear some poetry. Always. What about
right,
you?
Right, me too. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, look.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Girl,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and put them hands up, press that one so you can be heard. I want y'all to bring them fire pieces so I can hear what you're working with. I mean, most of you I heard, but I'm always open to hear more, always. And I know most of y'all bleed ink. So, you know, put them hands up. Let me hear what's going on with you. Yes. Diva, before we get started, I got to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Matt Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. There would be no Epiphany. So we thank you, love.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes,
hey, tell me something, Eva. Tell me something. You got your wall linked to him?
What is it?
Because I got mine.
Oh, heck. I got my poet bracelet on all the time.
Me too, girl. Me too. I got a couple orders I got to put in because a couple people wanted a bracelet done.
Really?
I told some of them they couldn't have a poet bracelet, but they can definitely
get something.
That's right.
Ain't no poet.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Because I had to ask, you a poet? Well, no. I said, well, you can't have a poet bracelet.
No. That's exactly right.
You can order something.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. But I did send them, I sent them his webpage on Facebook, the Rawlings page.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And I let him know he's on Instagram, too. So he'll probably be getting some orders in. Let me say we get this party started. Let me open up. I want to know what's been going on with you. Do you have something for us or you want to? I got a little
You
something.
Know what?
Let me flip this.
I got a little something. This is an old one because I'm feeling a little love in the air tonight.
Oh,
so I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this old piece. It's called So This Is Love.
I love that. The mic is yours.
All right. So this is love. Butterflies flutter in my belly. My smile is wide. The overwhelming feeling of joy is amazing to me every time I see your face. I feel there is no one who makes me feel the way you do. Your poetry sends me, thrills me to no end. I'm reeling in your intelligence as it matches mine. I don't think I could feel the love more today than I will tomorrow as we grow in this connection. Each day you are a blessing to me. I strive to be one to you. Whether I am down and out or not, I will support you. Be your physical, emotional, so effectively you'll thank God you found me. I know it won't always be bliss, but I want you. I want us. I want this. Who would have thought being down this road before that I'd be bestowed a final chance to experience the rest of my life, romance, candlelight, amazing sex, the mundane of holding hands, kisses in the morning and night, saying I love you every day. The feeling will always be new. This is me. This is you. So this is love. And that's that piece.
Diva. Oh, man. You got to tug at my heartstrings tonight. Hey,
you ain't even give me a heads up. I thought we was cool. You supposed to let me know when you coming like that. Girl, that is beautiful. Oh,
Thank you, Diva. Thank you, darling.
So nice, especially
so
that last line.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is not romantic piece, but it's a piece nonetheless. I think I wrote this not too long ago. I forget what show I read it on, but it is a piece.
Hey, well, there you go. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this I've Proven My Womanhood. Oh, so now you want to talk? All my begging and pleading for you to just listen. Now you say you understand what complete acceptance is? Come on, man. I really don't care now to have those special moments we were supposed to create. I know I said my shoulder would always be there to comfort your head from the weight of heartache. And it was. My ears would never close or deafen to your issues. And they never did. My body belonged to you. I never strayed. For you is what it craved. My love is still unconditional. But as with any vessel that's overfilled past its capacity of weight, I couldn't carry you anymore. My bow began to break. Why didn't you listen to me? Why is it you overlooked everything I needed you to see instead of looking it over? You told me I was your everything, leaving me home while you ran and played, telling me to rid myself of jealousy when I call, not thinking for one second, afraid of some harm coming to you because of the type of job you do. I just wanted to hear your voice. All the sleepless nights because your ego couldn't remember where you stayed until daybreak. You never noticed my heart breaking each time because I still carried on and didn't fuss then. Still to your need, I'd tend. All while listening to the lies of how you spent those nights. So no, I'm not coming back. Fuck your closure. I know it's a trap. Just because something can be done doesn't mean it should. So just because your woman is strong doesn't mean you should test her strength. I'm done. I've proven my womanhood. And that's that piece.
Mm-mm. You know what, Diva? Every time I hear that, it's like you sound stronger and stronger. I mean, maybe it's just me, but it gets better and better each and every time. You know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Love that piece.
Thank you. Well, let's say we open up this first mic. I hope I pronounced his name
right.
Absolutely. We have area code 724. Shay, welcome to the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did I say your name right?
I'm doing tonight. Well, okay. It's actually she. Can you say that?
She.
She.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, yeah, just that's your first Japanese. How about that? You spoke your first Japanese. You know what you said?
Okay.
You said chi. Chi. Chi means chi.
Like Tai Chi.
Oh,
Tai Chi.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's so awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I learn something new every day, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
It's woman power. It's a force to be reckoned with. I understand.
I know that's right, and that I am, honey. Trust me. So I'm feeling
it.
That's what's up, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, how are you doing tonight?
I am at peace and balanced. I'm happy for some of the arrangements we were able to do. It was quite something, you know, going to Georgia with the political situation that was going on in 2020. I don't originally live there, so I traveled there with family that lived in Clayton County and resided there and stayed and, you know, supported the cause and saw some of the inside scoops and situations that were going on there. And it was enlightening, to say the most.
Okay.
Yeah. And the piece that I'd like to see tonight is called Poetic Justice. And,
okay. Well,
I thought I did a little political last night, and so tonight I thought I'd be softer and a little bit more romantic. Neurotica poetry.
Okay, well, all right.
However it is, we like it.
And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Poetic justice is at arm's reach for the taking. Tongue to tongue, chest to breast, of hot, steamy lovemaking. My kitten kisses your water as you enter the threshold of me. Wet raindrops of my love fall like leaves downward from a tree. And I whisper sighs, and they're pressed close to your ear. Walked away are all my passionate secrets that only your ears get to hear. The key to my door, in the door you explore. Incomplete without you. Jenna Boo, Sibu Play, Pour Favor, Nina Mo. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Okay. You don't want some French to
say. What I said at the end, no, that was
French.
Je suis très heureux, je suis très heureux, je suis. But I said that gives me more, please.
Yes,
yes. Could you say that one more time? Could you say that one more time?
Little play, bliss, pop of all, minimal. Give me more, my love.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. We have somebody on here that speaks French, but... it's a little different effect when he does it. But that piece was beautiful. That was, oh man. And I love the way you ended that. And I thank you for bringing it to us. I really do. Wow. That was really nice. And I tell you what, whenever you want to call in, it's always an open mic for you to speak on. So you don't have to be a stranger, love.
okay? And Epiphany, you know, we have a show every night of the week. All of them start at 9, except for particular Fridays. Renaissance Poetry starts at 10. So depending on what Friday night you call in. But we have a show for every night of the week, so, you know, you call in whenever you want.
Thank you, kind.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. And we're going to, I don't know what we call it. We call it the Divas Lounge. Is that what it's called?
We're
going to call it
the Divas Lounge. We're going to put the Divas Lounge. Yes, the Divas Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to send you over to the Divas Lounge. There is champagne and refreshments and all kinds of good stuff over there. And the tab is mine. So don't even worry about it. You just tell my bartender, Kalinda, to fix you whatever you want, and she got you. Because she is the mixologist. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Shay. One
love.
For calling in. One love, one mic.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Long time no hear from.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
She hasn't called in a while.
Oh, I honestly, you know, I'm new to Epiphany as far as that goes because I don't really recall her. But that's okay. It's okay because I got a chance to meet her tonight and hear some of her beautiful words.
Yes.
And we're gonna open up this next microphone to Lady A. Welcome to the second Divas of Epiphany. How you doing, Lady A?
Hey. How are you, Divas?
Oh, good. I'm tired. My son's been running me all day, but I'm good. I'm good.
I had a nap earlier.
I drank
I was tired too. So you're going, I know it's open poetry, but it seems like you're going the love route. I had another poem planned, but I think I'm going to read this one instead. It's a little dark, but it's a love poem just the same. And it's called
it's
She Tried.
Okay. Anything you want to read, love, it's open mic. Well,
okay.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. She Tried. From the sycamores he ambled, an apparition in the night, she trembled. Recognition of his spirit, like in her dreams, his face unseen, mirrored in the window pane. Upon his head a cotton sack, a jawbone tied at his neck. Wafting magnolia, whereby eyes shone quartz and ebony sky. Hands caressed through window panes, brandy snifters full to brim. Take that cloth from around your head, let me kiss your brow instead. Shadowed by moon's guarding light, could not prevent sword's brutal smite. Scarlet heart fell from his chest, ruby crystals sang his lament. She plucked it from the blood-drenched ground and wept as at his gaping wound. Muscles weakened, body bent, bloody ribbons radiate. She tried to tuck his heart into his chest. Sapphire eyes weep once again. End poem.
Wow. Ooh. She tried to... Wait. Can you say that last line for me again? She tried to what?
She tried to tuck his heart into his chest. Sapphire eyes weep once again. The first line of that.
Wow. That was deep. It wasn't what I consider dark, but that was pretty deep. Wow. And that last line, oh my goodness. I loved it.
That
really
was killer
really
to me
because
I was seeing it in my mind. Yeah.
Okay.
I was seeing that.
Okay. Yes.
Thanks.
Wow. I love that, lady. You just bring more and more fire with you every time you get on the mic. Okay. I see you, girl.
I'm feeling a little comfortable to share some of the things that I write because a great many of them are from this very one experience that I've had, and I write my poetry from that experience and my love.
So that's what poetry is about. They say that poetry is like 99% experience, and the other one is imagination. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if I totally agree with it, but it is more over life than, you know,
yeah,
imagination. But I sat there and imagining that, like, she's trying to tuck his heart back in, and then they're looking at each other and,
yeah,
like, ugh. I'm like, I know, right?
Wow.
I'm like, ugh.
Sapphire
eyes.
She said sapphire eyes. Oh, my God. I love sapphires.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of my favorite gemstones. I really, really love sapphires. So I'm picturing this woman with sapphire eyes. And I have the visual of when she said trying to tuck his, oh, Lord have mercy. You
stop
came
playing
here doing
right?
thing to us, lady. I loved it. I loved it. And I want to thank you for calling in tonight for our pop-up show and bringing us some of your beautiful work. And now what we're going to do, a call drop. Oh, Lady A, thank you. If you want, you can call back in, sweetie. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. All right. We're going to open up this next microphone, too.
Whoa.
Verbal mind dancers. This is our word. Nope, this is not the word. Wait a minute. Oops, I'm getting him confused, but he is.
You know what? We got to give him. We got to give him a good nickname because he's tearing me up. So
yeah, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna work on that because he. I don't know. We got to find something that keeps the pieces that he does and affects us the way that it does. Hey,
good
Joe.
Evening.
What's up,
Miss VIP?
Yeah, you hear us, man? No, you.
Right? I was gonna say he's making more of my mind.
How you doing
tonight? You gotta stop playing with me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we got to think on this nickname we're gonna give him because I don't know. Man. He is a wordsmith now. He is, but.
He is, but...
So we're going to come up with something. You're going to know it the next
time
you call in. You'll hear it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you play with our emotions, and sometimes you bring some political. But when you get to playing with our emotions, Lord, and that voice.
You're playing more than my emotions.
Your cadence,
anyway.
Okay. I'm sitting there going, ooh, I'm playing some new buttons. Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing well
this evening. Thanks for asking. I'm doing well. Thank you.
That's awesome. Man, I know you brought something awesome for us to listen to because this is what got us in a tizzy over here.
Yeah, I brought a little something for the show this evening.
Oh, Lord, so a little something.
I hope y'all like it. Yeah.
Wait a minute, Diva, you got your drink ready?
I got it. And I mean, he says that like he always come light, right? A little something.
I got a little something.
Okay. Let me get comfortable. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Be ready. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Elevated love. I had every intention of ravishing her. The mood was right and she was more than willing. Then I looked at her. I mean, I really looked at her. From her head to her foot, for the first time I saw her. Before my eyes, she became more than my playground. She became my let me stay ground. Our eyes met and we stood in silent stares. I stroked her hair and we kissed tenderly. Her body was mine for the taking. She was free and open, ready to be plundered, knowing I had a taste for it, but never knowing the win of it. I continued admiring her body. Our legs intertwined, our lips met in deeper passion. Still, I resisted rushing inside her emotions. She was a work of art to me, a blank canvas. She had to be studied before applying the first stroke. I looked at her so intently as my fingers traced the contours of her face. Her lips, every little mark on her was art on her. I'm a lover of art, and I parted her legs. I rubbed them from her foot to her wetness. I never let this moment turn to sex. I just continued to caress her flesh. I held her in my arms and held her hands in mine. Just looking at her gave me so much pleasure. I placed a gentle kiss upon her breast, down the center of her chest, and down, down, down through her sweetness. I didn't complete this action, but her reaction was the attraction. Oh, she was ready to be painted. I was ready to stroke. I placed my lips on her throat, and with a vampire's kiss, I turned her into mine. She had risen no longer a victim of selfish lovers. She had risen above the covers of darkness. I viewed her in the light of my delight. I saw her as she truly was in my light. This time between us was not wasted. The art of her was tasted and savored, and she was blessed and highly favored. I'm not her savior, but I saved her from a mindless encounter. Anyone can pound her. I gave my love for her in looks and touch. When one loves that much, it moves past the bump and grind, past the oohs and ahs. I found the G-spot in her mind. And when that time comes around, we'll eventually adventurously do our thing. But right now, I just want to enjoy what I'm seeing. That's my piece. Thank you.
Damn. Goes like that, Ash.
Oh, man. He
ain't no Joe the verbal mind dancer. He's going to be Joe the something. Joe the killer.
I'm trying to stay calm, but it's kind of hard when you got somebody like Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer sitting in the teeth like a
okay.
I just want to enjoy. Did you hear how he said that? Lord, you know what? You gonna stop playing with me? Did you say you wasn't married?
No, I'm not married. No, I am not.
I'm just taking notes.
You stop playing.
Got me a girlfriend all upset over here. But I'm trying to keep her.
Wait a minute, that vampire kiss, and I made her mind. Help me, Father. Okay. See, I'm so glad my water was ice cold. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to have to prepare ourselves from now on when we see his name pop up in the queue. All right. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. We're going to
thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Thank you so much.
We got Lady A over
there.
We're going to put you over in the Divas Lounge where you can conversate, have a drink. No, sit back.
Right, cool. Yeah, Lady A is an exceptional party. Yeah, I'd be honored to sit beside that queen. Absolutely.
There you go. Right. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Wow. Girl, did you hear how he was saying?
That's killer.
I don't know, was it me or did I hear that extra oomph in it, that extra manly oomph in it? Was it just me? Or did you hear it too?
No, it wasn't. It was not just you.
Oh,
I saw her for who she was. Yeah, I can't. All right, you got it for me.
We could do a station ID break, and then we're gonna listen to some a couple of tunes after that.
All right,
you got it.
All right, very good. Got it.
All right. Baby. ever get thrown down, to meet me up in this room right now.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, oh, it's not like before, oh, no. But now I'm making up for it all, yeah. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept apologies you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it.
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn.
Wildflower. used to write me poetry. It wasn't often, but he did. He would write me beautifully captivating pieces like, "She is my wildflower, the natural woman that she is, existing in a field surrounded by many similar to her, but none just like her. To gaze in her brown windows exposes the depth of waters that her soul swims in, and yet no understanding of how her pureness of heart remains untainted. Just one flip of her natural thick hair freezes time, while nature composes another song for her. Never a harsh word uttered from her full, soft lips. Only love, patience, and compassion ever spoken. She is my wild, the woman that she is. Free and simplistic, bringing joy. For you can't just pluck her from life's garden without understanding how she'll protect you from the pain, and that to love her will never be in vain. He used to write me poetry.
My enemy, cop a flight to Paris, low key. It's you, baby girl, I'm tryna breathe. Please, baby, try understand me. I'm not a monster, I'm just a man with needs. I take flights when I learn it's time to go. Tryna take time back, crossing timing zones. Come press your lips upon me. LSD got me feeling empathy. One for out of mind, chemically. Suffer endlessly, could be kamikaze. Only time will tell. Even though I'm godly, might end up in hell.
chest. I can feel your heart and it's beating kind of fast, so it's mine. In this moment of silence, you look me in the eyes, nothing verbalized, but so much you say. I need you so much, the more I'm away from you, the more of you I want.
But when the two become one, we work out problems and we fix it when we get body to body, body to body, body to body. So wet, and I'm so hard, and when the two become one, it's like, oh my God, and then we feel like our spirit wanna leave our body, leave our body, leave our body.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are on Epiphany Radio. You are listening to the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. Joined by my sexy diva, Miss VIP. She had to run and do some things and took a couple of technical difficulties, but I do have another piece for you that I'll do. Call this Ever Changing Time. She tried to catch it before it hit the ground, but the shattered pieces of her heart just slipped through her fingers, getting trampled on by passers-by, cast aside once again. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I lost my place. I'm going to start that over. I'm going to start it over. Okay. She tried to catch it before it hit the ground, but the shattered pieces of her heart just slipped through her fingers, getting trampled on by passers-by. Cast aside once again by love, left just to exist through heartache. She wonders what she did to love for it to keep treating her this way. She wonders if love's supposed to be this way, then when will it be through with her? Or will it ever stay? Once upon a time, her dreams held her tight. Again, she no longer sleeps at night because her pillow is carried away on a river of tears. Sun peeking through a ray of light, peek-a-booing through slightly opened blinds, touching puffed eyes with dried tears over crusted lids. letting her know night has come and gone again. But to her, it's all one and the same, no love in sight. She can't understand why nothing ever changes in these ever-changing times. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, you have approximately, well, let's say just about a half an hour before the 11 o'clock hour to call in, put your hand up and be heard. If you are streaming in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that one to be heard and participate. We love you too. Now, as soon as my tablet and internet stops acting up, I can play a couple more tunes for you guys. And I hope that you are enjoying the sounds that I'm playing for you. But right now, my tablet wants to go into, I don't know, some kind of crazy mode. It doesn't want to load my songs for me. In the meantime, I'm going to open up this next microphone and see who we got on the line. Oh, I see. Oh, that's it. Just Jay.
Yeah, exactly, Just Jay. You was about to go ahead and walk right out the room.
Oh, there's no one in here. I see there's no one in here.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to let you get away with that just one time. You still talking.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to let you overtalk me. Yeah, I have the power to disintegrate your call. So you won't let me say what I got to say. I will do it. Don't take me there. You know I love your poetry. Oh, you know I'm a fan, but I will.
I know. I'll be pushing it, though. I'll be pushing it. I'm well aware of that. Thank you very much. No. The truth finally comes out with the nigga coming to the room. Ain't nobody in here.
Well, at least you got up in here at a decent time.
I've been in here. I've been sitting right here. What the hell?
But you just put your hand up. And see, I got time to mess with you because don't have too many callers in
you
here.
You ain't
tonight.
Got time to mess with me. I'll tell you that much right now.
I will mess with you. Okay. I will mess at you. Okay. How you doing tonight, though?
She said, ain't nobody in here.
Well, you know, that's pretty much.
And then you
say,
it's just Jay. Hey, how you doing? I thought you were some furniture over there. Come on in here, boy. We got a mic for you. Oh, that's terrible. Dude, I didn't think it was nobody. Hey, everybody, it's just Jay.
What am I supposed to say?
Even when you said my name, it was like appropriate to the whole beatdown. But what's going on with you, Daniel? How's everything going?
Man, I'm tired. Okay, because my son been running me. I was only supposed to go to PetSmart and restock up on my cat litter and cat food and dog food, and we wound up making a whole day of it, which was nice. It was nice, but now my body aching. I didn't do like 5 flights of steps today.
Right, and more positive.
Okay. It is positive, but you ain't supposed to go from not going up and down the steps a lot to doing 5 flights.
Now, hold on a minute. I got to stop you right there. What you just showed me was that you able to do it, that you got to go ahead and grind down deep to go and get it. It's going to be there. That's the only thing I heard. If you want to go ahead and dispute that, that's on you.
I know. And you know what? I do need to get another exercise routine going because I'm a walker. And I will walk. And I don't mind, you know, I pick streets that have an incline purposely so it makes me feel like I'm doing something. You know what I mean? I like to do my little hike up the hill because I really do feel like I'm doing something. But I've gotten away from it because I'm in pain, man. My bones be like, yeah,
you know
I'm tired today.
an elliptical machine is the way to go. It's a nice continuous motion, no jerking, and it's basically the momentum going, and you just stand with the momentum, but that's burning calories at the same time and hitting everything else.
Oh, yeah, as well. No.
Oh, let me tell you, when I used to go to the gym, I would walk in there, and them old women would be on them stair climbers, and I'd be like, man, they tight, they in tone and shape. I'd be in there working out, and I look over there, they still on those stair climbers. I'd be getting ready to leave. I'd go over there and try to get on the stair climbers. It must be easy. I'm like, oh my goodness, they supermen. And when I'm about to leave, they'd be still on the stair climber. I'd be like, oh my goodness, they're going to kill somebody.
Oh my lord!
It happens.
I'm gonna look into it. I was thinking about investing in a treadmill, actually, but I'm definitely going to look into investing into an elliptical. Someone else definitely suggested that for me too. I don't know what's going on with my my tablet. It's just. Everything is all over the place, and I can't even find
I know, I told you I was sitting up there waiting. Your tablet is cutting up. I was just sending you a message. I know you see me, man. Quit playing.
Oh, man, this cannot do this to me. What is going on? And it's so much music in here and so many different files in here. Why don't you tell me what's been going on with you lately and those beautiful designs that you and your wife have been doing? I'm loving the abstract art, man. It's so satisfying to look at her just create a piece.
Right.
And I just sit there like, oh, look at that. That's nice.
You know what, I know all the technical stuff, and I'll be trying to show her little technical things. I'll be trying to remember not to be too much of a husband, let her go ahead and do things her way, but sometimes be burning me up. But as far as, like, making designs and stuff like that, I know how to do all the technical stuff. I know how to make the paint do what it needs to do, and I know how this should go this way because of gravity and so on and so forth, but she'll just grab that stuff and go whoop, 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 and I'd be like, wow, I didn't even see that.
Okay. I hear that. All right, I found my music file, and I know you brought something awesome for us to listen to. And
yes,
I would like to hear something. I'm finished fussing you out. I ain't going to fuss at you no more.
I appreciate
tonight.
You, too. Okay. I got a little bit left back there.
You had a decent hour. You know, I
this time I will
bust
in a bit again into the fight.
Man, go ahead, read your piece. The mic is yours.
All right. Appreciate you, Donnie. Before I decided to audience with you, I set my house in order. In order to tell you all my heart, I have traveled many continents seeking the beauty such as yours. I am but a humble man, meager status, with only honor and integrity as my current currency. It was a year ago almost to the day when I heard you say, words that weave like a basket of choice roses, as your moist voice spoke like a lioness on the plains of Giza, resounding in the still of the night under a full moon's light. I heard your call and paused, and like a stained pane glass, I instinctively fractured from your light. Your voice like an apparition now echoes and roams the deepest chambers of my heart. And on that very night, you took my life. That I yield to you tonight, with no regrets of your conquest. I am here bare chested at my own behest, soaked in love's sweat, like fresh drops of dew does when the dew glistens in the dawnly light. Would I be too forward if I were to read you a poem? Yes. I write, when the conditions for love are just so, and that's not a mere first sight, although you are an eye's delight that has cut grooves into my heart, and my pen began to scratch, to the page starting to ignite, as if love were a bizarre battlefield of healing skills that mends gashes and gouges and set broken bones under the flesh. Your scars are an outward expression
and a testament to your strength. As I place this little bitty crown upon your finger, if the lions should feast, then let the lions do as they do best, and I shall fight them back with every poem and beat from my chest. In peace.
Well done. Okay.
Hey,
you redeemed yourself. You redeemed yourself. All right. You good.
All right. Sometimes it don't work, you know. Then you'd be like catching a beat down the middle of the street. But yeah. I mean, it's not really fair for a man to fight a woman, though. I mean, the best case scenario is like, man, he beating the crap out of her. The worst case scenario, man, she beat the crap out of
him. You know what? I don't care if it's a man, woman, child, whatever. I don't condone violence at all. Even though some people want to make you grab them by the back of their neck, look them in their eyes, and just shake the shit out of them, say, "What's wrong with you?"
Now, you know, I was just about to say that about your quick temper. I said, I'm shocked because you have such a quick temper.
Who, me? Oh, well, you know what? That's from years of
you just grabbed somebody by the collar and told them just about what. Oh, man. That's
look,
pretty quick.
Look, I've gone there, but I have learned to get my sensibility back rather quickly when I'm getting in that snap mode, unless it is well deserved, because some people deserve to be snapped on, for real.
Yeah, I got an uncle that says sometimes you got to whoop a man's ass to get his respect, but I don't subscribe to that one either. But still,
now you ain't got to lay hands on them, but I have no filter at times. I mean, it can get ugly. And
no, I ain't gonna let you say
that
about yourself, man. I am not gonna let you say that about yourself. No, you just be like talking all the time.
Listen, as sweet as I can be just as ugly, I'm trying to tell you. And I don't go there because...
How you gonna vote yourself sweet? How you gonna vote yourself sweet?
Because I know honey, I'm the prize. Don't get it twisted. I know who I am. I am Ivory.
Okay, I'm thoroughly convinced you're sweet now.
That's right. Spirit is strong within me, honey. The force is strong within me. Okay.
I heard what you said. You said the fear. You're going to be scaring people.
No, I'm good. I'm good, y'all. I've learned. I've gotten my maturity level up to a really high plane, so I'm good. I feel like I'm really getting like that, you know what I do? I look at them and be like, nope, I ain't even getting my energy. And I just walk on.
That's the best thing to go.
That's the best thing, right?
And you know what? It takes a long time to go ahead and learn that, especially when it's somebody who really deserves it. I mean, to go ahead and be like, you know what, you really deserve, but I'm about to go.
Yeah.
You really need it. If anybody
needed
it, it would be you, but I'm about to go.
That's right. That is right. You are absolutely right. All right. You know what? I appreciate you calling in and kind of having a conversation with me, you know.
Yeah.
Give me your time.
And
it's really good.
Anything to support y'all. You know, I try to support everybody I can, and that's the truth.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to set you over in the Divas Lounge. I got a new bartender. I don't know if I introduced y'all the last time you called, but her name is Kalinda, and she is the mixologist. She can make any drink you want, and all drinks are on me. They're on the house. So you go on over there and have yourself a good time. Put your feet up, you know.
I'm going to go in there, and she ain't going to see nobody in the room, and I'm going to have to just go to the bar and act the fool. I already see. This will be my last night.
You
fight,
be nice to Kalinda. You be nice to Kalinda.
Last night, I'm scout's honor. But somebody going to get the business tonight.
Oh, Lord. Don't mess up my bar. Don't mess up my bar. I just got it newly renovated.
Me just put the windows back in. Please don't mess up the bar.
please don't mess up the box. Thank you.
All right, y'all take care now.
All right, one love, one mic.
Be easy.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I finally got my music file back on, but I got another caller in here. And I'm going to open up her microphone. Good evening. Good evening. We have Jackie on the line. Welcome to the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. How are you doing tonight? 714, are you muted? Right. Going once, going twice.
Hi.
Hi. There you go.
Hello, my name. Yes, I was muted. Hello. Hi, Mr. Curler. This is VIP Sexy Divas of the Night.
My sexy diva's having technical difficulties, so she's not on here. I'm doing this by myself tonight, which is cool. I'm hoping everyone's enjoying my sounds and stuff. Yeah, you know, a little bit of
you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a warm day today, but you know. And I've been enjoying out in them streets.
Finally. It was pretty nice today. For me it was anyway. But it was a bit breezy here. See, I'm in Philly. So you know, we get all the weather over here. And yesterday it was like darn near 90 degrees. And the day before that was almost 90 degrees. And today it was like 66 to 70, and the wind was blowing like it was the Arctic chill coming through here. But it was nice. It was nice. Still, you know.
Big ups to you for surviving that. Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, you know what? I don't mind the cool temperature because I'm at that point in my life where I flash, honey, so I appreciate it. Every once in a while.
Been there, done that. Yeah, I know.
Okay. So you understand what I'm saying. It's all good.
I mean, completely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking for the day where I can say, been there, and meaning I'm done with it. I'm looking for that to reach that day. Trust me.
Oh,
honey.
You know
all
what? And it is a slice of heaven.
Oh, I'm so sure, because, honey, this equipment down here, it only has one specific purpose and use now, and it ain't been in use in a minute. Okay.
But you know what? It don't ever lose.
Know
what it's supposed to do, you know,
it's
like riding a bicycle, you know.
I know that's right. Oh, see, that's a good thing to hear. I see, honey. Shine your light on me. That's what I'm talking about. I needed to hear that right there. That's a good
and don't
thing.
Forget.
Yes. Look, that is a good thing. Oh,
you
I'm
know.
Not going to forget, honey. Trust me. I got fun,
you know,
very fond memories.
Sometimes we lose that effort, that energy, but it don't.
Let me tell you,
yeah,
I ain't lost it because I'll be going. It in here, trust
right
me,
on.
I go so it. I'll be like, "Ooh, girl, I thought you was done, but it's all right."
Calm down, man. You keep listening to Joe the Mind Dancer. Yeah, I go warm up real fast.
Lord, we done thought up a new name for him. You got that right. You got that right. Lord. But I'm glad you gave me a little bit of hope on that, because I was wondering about that. You know, my sisters, I'm the baby girl in my family, okay? And I'm in my 50s now, and they've been through it, done that, and I've heard horror stories. I call them horror stories because a woman losing her instinct. Yes. It hearing that is kind of like, kind of like a Debbie Downer type thing for me. Like, I ain't going to be hot no more. I want to feel something. Tell me, so I don't want to lose the feeling.
Oh.
You know? And it kind of scared me.
you know, you don't have to worry about certain things anymore. You know, like pregnancy,
right.
You know, those are no longer a concern, and you get to be and do however you want to be and do. And it don't So
that
don't let
sounds awesome.
You know what? You just the sweats is the thing. You just get past that. You're good as gravy. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right
okay.
on.
That'll work for me, honey. I am willing and ready to receive it.
I'm trying to tell you, the change is can't be a bad thing. I still have my fantasy because I know some women, they go a little off the rails when they go through this change. But I still got my sanity and my spirit, and, you know, my relationship with beloved above is awesome. So I'm good.
That's right.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
That's right.
You know. So I'm awesome.
Well, you know, I listened to you one time. I heard you mention something about your son having to drive him around or do something like that, and it just made me, it recalled, brought back to my memory, because I have a son that lives with me, too, that let me see if he's looking around the corner at me, because, you know, I can't hardly move without him somewhere around. But, you know, and how frustrating it can be. I remember hearing your frustration about certain, something like that, and I was like, man, this lady is, I'm so on point with her right now. I'm feeling this energy that was like, man, this boy just get out. That was that day. Now, I don't know if you still feel like that, but, you know, that was that day. And I was, I was there. I was not saying you got to go
it's every gotten
day,
better.
Moments in time
right.
when they, yeah.
Right. It's gotten much better. You know, we have our days. We
and
have
believe
our
me,
times.
It does get better. Boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. There you go. You know.
So.
And they are set, and he's growing every day, and he's learning within that growing every day, and I'm grateful for it, you know. But sometimes, you know, you can be an asshole, and it's like that. But it's all good. It's all good, you know. It gets like that. But I still love him to death, and I still kill a brick about
absolutely.
It. So.
Absolutely.
You know, but
covered, you know. Men are born, and boys are born, and men are made. So, you know,
there
you just
got
to work at it.
There you go. Yes, indeed. And
so,
I've been blessed to be successful in that area, you know. It's a little hard because my husband is gone, you know, but it's working out pretty good. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. So I don't know if you have anybody else waiting. So if you want to point me in or call me in,
I'm going to let you do your
chat. I don't mind.
It's actually about 10 minutes left in the program, so I'm going to let you do a piece, and then I'm going to probably play another song, and I'm going to close out the show. This 2 hours went pretty fast. That was pretty good.
Yes, ma'am,
it
did.
A small amount of callers, you know, but I think the music helped, too, and I love my music, so.
I let you go, I want to tell you, I commend you. You've done a fantastic job tonight, so.
Thank you so much.
And I never name my pieces, not all the time. So again, this is Jackie, a.k.a. the Poetic Peacock Vibe, reciting something here that you can give it a name if you want. Okay.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay. Even if we are not meant to spend a lifetime together, I am happy your soul stopped by, though not forever. I have begged for release, poured out my request for my mind to let my heart forget our first, my last, the only time we ever connect. Our thirsty, wet, swollen lips. That was the first, my last, our only kiss. Helplessly, willingly, I stretched beneath your sunbeams, you between my knees, greedily devoured, deflowered, then savored every inch of my nectar sweet. Was it only a dream? Please don't wake me from this sweet sleep. Your footprints pressed into my soul. I basked inside of your brilliant glow beneath the reflection of the sun and moon. Shimmering lights illuminate my deepest parts. My heart beats to the gentle flutter of a butterfly's wing. Once called from its cocoon to expand, to grow, to bloom, knows instinctively to take flight and fly.
Desire still burns inside of my intimate delicacies. Your memory turns night into sunrise. Forever equates to infinity. Still, it will never be enough time to forget the day you left. End point.
That was beautiful. Wow. I have to tell you something. I am, for one,
yes, ma'am,
I am the queen of short pieces, and I am the queen of no titles for my pieces. Kinda.
Oh, really?
Yes. The majority of my pieces don't have a title to it. I have sought help from a lot of people to get my titles, but I do wind up naming them later, but then I don't really read them again. So,
I'll think
about it, and I'll see if I can come up with a title for your piece, but I can't promise you still don't have one.
Oh. Well, yeah. You know, Ms. LaPera, I mean, I am a novice in this arena here, so, you know, I'm just feeling my way around.
You don't sound like
trying
a novice.
You know. Well, yeah, I mean, I've dropped in once or twice, you know, before in the past, but, you know, it wasn't, it's always been my passion to write, but never to, I never had the confidence really to share my stuff, you know, my writing until recently. And I told myself this year I would read and share at least once a week until I can build up my confidence and share the things that I have written because, you know, my people tell me to do it. So I decided to do it and be consistent at it. I guess that's the word. Be consistent with it and don't, you know, waver and get shaky and tell myself another story. So,
I have to let you go, sweetie. I have to let you go. I got another caller just put their hands up.
Well, it's good chatting with you.
Always, and it's always an open mic here for you. All right?
All right, Ms. LaPera. You have a good night.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was Jackie, ladies and gentlemen, with that beautiful untitled piece. I'm about to let my girl in, my diva in. We got us a Gwen C. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome to the Divas of Epiphany. How are you doing tonight? Goodness.
I am good. How are you?
Tired, but I'm good. Tired and full.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Well, you know, I listened. I was just going to listen, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to write something because you made me just want to write something.
Oh, I got nothing but love for you, so I'll tell you what, I ain't going to keep you on here long. I'm going to let you go ahead and do your piece. So whenever you're ready, give yours.
All right. Thank you. Don't push her. Don't make her jump. She's already edging. Like she said, she's the host. She has the power to disintegrate your call. Because woman be power, voice, strength on a Friday night after them weekday blues. She be the uplift, an uptick, a brisk walk, an elliptical. She be simple intros with calming breath, but bringing elaborate poets in. She be abstract art satisfying. Woman be sounds of Friday relaxation like Just Jay being a humble man. Integrity like a basket of roses. Woman be still of night, moonlit poetry. Woman be no regrets. Woman be man asking if he'd be too forward if he read her a poem. Woman be love and testament, crown, tilter, bead wearer, and magic maker. Woman be golden, gainer of respect. Woman need not be filtered. Folk need the full flavor. For woman is sweet tooth satisfaction, untwisted maturity on tongue. Woman be energy giver, provider to the deserving, realness, straight pilot when co-pilot starts swerving. Woman be diamond. Woman be gem. Woman be pearl. Woman be La Perla Negra. She be star, fell from the sky just so it could shoot again. Woman be sister, lifter, friend, imagination, bicycle rider. She will make a way, pedal for self and steer you too. She be guide, guider, and goddess. Woman be mind boggler, mind dancer, common denominator and enhancer. Woman be how she want to be and do. She be change, keeper of sanity. Sopapillas, Takiyas, and Secret Spirit, Woman Be Live Programming, Instant Replay, Boundaries, She Be Your Instant Gratification, Woman Be Birther, Who Were Once Just Like You, Woman Be Purpose, Poem, Pop-Up Poetry, Pleaser, Solver of Plethora of Problems, Practice Preacher and Home-Based Politician, Woman Be Dynamic Changer, Dynamite, Woman Be Good Times. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. No, you didn't come up in here and put your thing down like that. I heard my name up in there. Ah, that's what's up. Girl, I love it. Yo.
I had fun listening to y'all. Let me write something. I don't know. When you came on with Judge Jay, he was like, what do you mean, Judge Jay? I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to write about them. And the next
that
thing I know, you're talking about the change.
Awesome.
I was like, the change. We all going to go through it. So.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
fun.
Man. That is what's up. Oh, thank you. I love this.
I enjoy
thank you. I love you for writing there. Thank you so much. Oh, lady, well, the show is over. Save the best for last again. Man, you know, you're one of my favorite poets. And it couldn't end no better than that. Thank you so much for calling in, Gwen.
Yes,
and I'm going to send you over here to the Divas Lounge, and I'm closing out this show. I got to put my feet up. My son's a man.
Yes. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
You too, love. And if I'll talk to you again, have an awesome weekend. All right?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, pretty awesome show. You know, it was a pop-up show. It turned out to be pretty good, you know. My diva was having technical difficulties, but, you know, I held it down. I held it down, and I love you guys for calling in. You guys that streamed online was listening, and everybody wound up putting their hand up, actually, except for my CEO. But I see you, Pharrell. Much love to you, darling. And I'm just going to say, everybody, take care of themselves. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside, like I always say, because beloved resides within us. And when you got that good relationship going inside with yourself, you got a beautiful relationship going inside with him. Continue to love one another. Be kind. Be kind to yourself and be kind to each other. Stay safe. Practice your social distancing. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say, hey.
He said he'll be back with that same song that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. Oh. All the things you do, 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 all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God, must be mad with me, it's coming. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with. Oh.
It seems that I'll be autumn leaves to fall. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny, still standing with a note, but I know that red granite. Don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow. You grow when you're outlandish and you lose manners. To God you shall consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, tell me, winter's cry. Do you hear them, love?
Do you hear them, love? Do you hear them?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when we must that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. Love.
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.